We begin with pro-Trump extremists storming the Capitol and how Illinois' congressional delegation reacted. Ryan Denham has more.
Shameful, terrible, a coup attempt, and a sad day for the country. Those were the words from Illinois' Democratic and Republican lawmakers after the violent insurrection yesterday in Washington. The U.S. Capitol went into lockdown as lawmakers conducted a formal tally of Electoral College votes and debated objections to those results. Senator Tammy Duckworth and her staff were safely moved to a central location where many lawmakers took shelter. She says a violent mob should not stop Congress from doing its job.
I would not be deterred from doing my, from carrying out my constitutional duties by a mob, by a violent mob that chooses to intentionally try to storm the Capitol and conduct a coup attempt.
Coup attempt, she said. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger called it the same. And speaking on NBC, the Bloomington Normal native pointed the blame at his own party.
Anybody that calls themselves a Republican, like myself, should be very ashamed right now.
That's because many other Republicans have falsely decried rigged results. Here's Kinzinger again in a video statement last night.
The current president incited this coup, encouraged it, and did little to protect the Capitol and the Constitution.
Other House Republicans were silent on Trump yesterday. Among them was Congressman Darren LaHood of Peoria. He put out a statement saying the rioting and violence must stop. LaHood himself is a close Trump ally. He signed on to the failed Texas lawsuit that tried to invalidate millions of votes from four key swing states that went for President-elect Joe Biden. Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat, said the short Go Home in Peace video that Trump posted yesterday during the Capitol breach did not help matters.
Shameful that the President of the United States, after inciting violence, would only spend one minute after he successfully incites his violence, to tell his supporters to go home. But even in that 1 minute, he continues to spread lies and repeat false claims.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Rodney Davis, who represents parts of Bloomington-Normal, called it a sad day for our country. He says the lawlessness has got to stop. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker went much further. He called on Congress to impeach and remove Trump from office. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find more on this developing story right now at our website or throughout the day on WCBU.